Dear Aurobilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 9th of February, and here is mostly sunny on 21 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, and clear to partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging between low of 21 to high of 29 with heat index on 30 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 75%. Tomorrow between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Sire, first floor, all concerned Auroville and newcomers are invited to a general meeting, the Auroville Retreat, with questions and answers, roadmap. An agenda is basically about information about what they are trying to achieve, and the key objectives of retreat are to reconnect and engage with the Auroville vision and its manifestation, to reflect on Mother's vision for Auroville, an introspection and reflection on the spiritual growth of individuals and the collective, to reflect on the present realities of Auroville, to envision where Auroville wants to be on its 50th anniversary in 2018 and in 10 years. Here's information about the steps already taken. It was already a room discussion with selected members on 5 teams. There's online support from members via email. Youth are in the play, the age group between 15 to 25. Bioregion group and dive into Auroville meditation reflection from the silent space is going on. And following the information about the next steps and how to sign up for a retreat, on 19th of February, melting sharing insights from room discussion members and their support groups, all 5 teams, half a day in the morning. On 21st February, youth interaction meeting for the full day, 22nd bioregion interaction meeting full day, then from insights to goal session, one full day for each team group. And first week of March, briefing session with all signed up members for the retreat. On 12-13, Auroville retreat, 2 full days, question and answer, any proposal of activities and actions that will bring Auroville closer to its ideals are welcomed. This morning, Birgit came to our studio, since she will give on February 13 at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, a concert, acting concert, recital of songs, and she's talking about it and about her vocal workshop. Birgit, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
And welcome to our studio and welcome to Auroville. As you explained me later, that is your first visit.
My absolutely first visit, and I'm enjoying very much to be here with you.
On Friday, you will share with us a concert, right?
Yes, I do a recital with Pushka, a wonderful musician, and I'm very much looking forward to this.
Mm. Where the concert will be?
In Kripa.
Mm-hmm. At what time?
At 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. And what would be the program? It's going to be classical.
A classical program. We do some pieces from Robert Schumann, Johannes Brahms, Franz Schubert, and Richard Strauss.
Really classical, yeah.
Classical romantic songs from German composers.
Romantic, that's purposely for the Valentine's Day?
Maybe.
Because there are so many events dedicated somehow this year to Valentine's Day or Day of Love. But anyhow, although it's your first visit, you offer already to the community a workshop, a vocal workshop, yeah?
Yes.
What is that?
We started last Saturday, and it was an amazing experience for me because all such people were so open and courageous. They are not everybody was used to sing for in a group and in front of other people. They were so courageous, and there was a great atmosphere, and we laughed a lot, and I had a wonderful time.
So how many people attended?
About 20.
And what you were actually doing? Singing or, I mean, vocal, that can be anything, yeah?
Yeah, first of all, I tried to introduce my opinion about singing and my idea, and I hoped that we would able to try it all together and face to face. Everybody was in the middle and tried something. We moved a lot and tried some sounds, developing sounds, and today it's going on from 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow and then Wednesday also. we meet again and try some interpretation from literary pieces. It's fun.
You are satisfied with the results, or you expected that happened?
I'm not used to have any expectations. I just want to feel it, and it's wonderful for me how many friendly people I meet here, and courageous people, and so they always smile on me and want to help, and it's very nice. It's a very nice experience for me.
Oh, definitely this.
you're kind also.
Thank you. But everybody doesn't have that same experience. Some they are claiming that our villains, we are really ignorant towards the foreigners. So you're lucky. You are.
Yes, it's not. It's very nice. I feel very comfortable.
Wait, I wanted to ask one else. So out of that workshop, you will also perform with a group of people who are attending, or it's just for them to train the voice?
Yeah, just to train, just to see what I do when I'm singing, and I hope that is there's this or that is you can take with you, mm-hmm. and you can use it
later.
Yes. Maybe I don't. I hope so. Mm-hmm.
Now, for those, I mean, we don't know you definitely. It's the first time we see you. So, yeah. Can you tell us where you're from and actually what do you do?
I come from Germany, from near Cologne, mm-hmm. and I'm a cousin of Ralph's. Mm-hmm. My first visit in India, in Asia, in Auroville. Yeah.
And what do you do in Cologne?
My profession is to be a singer, mm-hmm. mainly, but also I have some students at the Academy of Music in Münster, in the north of Germany.
So you travel from Cologne to Münster?
Mm-hmm. Once a week.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're a professional singer, you sing in opera or...?
I started as an opera singer, mm-hmm. but now I do the crossover. Mm-hmm. And some invitations for festivals or concerts, and I also do such solo programs in which I tell stories mm-hmm. with the words of songs, and it doesn't matter to me if it is from Strauss or Schubert or from a modern componist, and I all throw it. Put it next to another, just to tell a story.
Mm. But you stay in the field of classical?
No.
Composers, no?
No, chanson is also there, and the so-called Schlager in Germany. It's funny and amazing, I think. It's not this crossover. It's the right thing for me, and singing is as a source for my life. You know, I have to sing, and I'm happy.
That's your origin. It's a good thing if you know exactly what is your
yes.
mission and the plan. Birgit, I wish you a nice day forward, and see you hopefully in a few months or next year or whatever.
I will come back. Thank you, Miriam.
Thank have a nice day. Saturday is gonna be interesting day. Kalabumi decided to have a festival for Valentine's Day when an art will take place from 3:30 until midnight. There will be music, food, dance performance, concert and entertainment for adults and kids as well. Within Sarang, the framework of the ongoing India Musical Instrument Exhibition and its regular Thursday weekly workshop on India Classical Music at Bharat Nivas, we will have on Thursday a workshop on Carnatic music offered by Sri Kaila Mamani, Arimalam, Padmanabham and Meenakshi. On Sunday 15, and 22nd and March 1st between 10:30 a.m. to 11:45, which recorded artist Shastro and Ashman on guitar. We can listen to live music Satsang Meditation. At Solitude Farm on Thursday 12th at 7 p.m. we are invited to live music Naskar, a rock band from Reunion Island. Their style is heavy but at the same time bluesy, always rocking with style and elegance. And on Friday, again at Solitude at 7 p.m, live music The Fertilian. So we are invited to come to listen to spicy mix of European folk music. A musical meeting of friends, singing folk and gypsy songs in Greek, Bulgarian, Hebrew, French and English. And on 14th of February, between 8 a.m. to 11 a.m, we are invited to Heart Center, a labor of love, where Sankalpa Art Center will be a safe space for creative expression and a bridging point between cultures through art. Open art therapy workshop, individual sessions and training will take place there, as well as regular activities with children and adults from both Oroville and the surrounding villages. So all are invited for their inauguration on site in the International Zone. On Friday 13, between 4 to 6 p.m., we are invited to Linea Dental Open House, where they will show their new clinic and laboratory. They will present their team of specialists. At 4:30 p.m., Dr. Jyoti Kumar Kamalakananan, head of prostodontic department of Dental College in Chennai, will give a talk on dental implants procedure. And besides the performing arts and music, also exhibitions are going on from 12 of February to 17 at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture and International Zone, photo exhibition I See with photographer Yang Ai Chol. Inauguration will be on 12 at 5 p.m. with the opening performance at 5:30 p.m. And between 7 to 28 of February, with the support of the French Pavilion, my world exhibition at Centre de Arts de Citadine is going on. Chloe will be arriving shortly and will hold a recording and editing workshop, of which the final product will be included in the Chennai Festival. To register to this workshop, please write to chloe@oroville.org. The month of January has been busy, and we are happy to have a number of volunteers to help us record the many events. However, we are always looking for people who are interested or who have skills in PHP programming and WordPress administration or website designer, in order to merge the Oroville TV and radio site into one entity. Journalists and social media experts are welcome to join the team. The residents of Oroville are also welcome to join the team and to explore the Media Lab project that is slowly developing. The FM license application will most probably be under the umbrella of AV Art Service, as Osiris did not feel comfortable with it. At the radio premises, the sound has been greatly reduced since the wall has now been built and painted, thus our daily tasks are much improved. Thanks to Ricardo and Carlos for their work. Your contribution will be welcome to help cover the total expense of 60,000 rupees, which we have received 20,000 already. And let us finish with cinema. The 7th Panorama Contemporary Indian Cinema would be going on 13, 14 and 15 February at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niva's Pavilion of India International Zone, with many interesting movies. But at Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen pictures of Sri Aurobindo's poems, Part 1, Painting and Recitation by Huta. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall within the Film Festival on Visual Art, today at 8 p.m. we can see The Art of El Greco, made in 2009, documentary, following by El Greco, biography drama, also made in 2009. Tomorrow we can see Richard Serra, made in 2012, Rembrandt Facit, made in 1977, which is a drama. And on Wednesday we can see documentary Francis Bacon, and documentary A Family Album, Amrita Shergill, made in 2009. And the mother wrote, "Do not take sorrows of life for what they seem to be. They are in truth a way to greater achievements." Thank you for listening. So you can contact us on oroviradio.org.